I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 255, In Praise of Plotters. Don't buy into the illusion that the successful people in the world waved a magic wand and their dreams just fell into their laps. That's not the case, most of the time. For the most part, we're all just plotters. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And love in life involves just daily doing it again and again and again. Whether it's Russell Wilson, the football star, or a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or a mom whose kids grow up to love God, it comes because of plotting, doing the small things well again and again and again. Whether it's practicing throwing a football again, day after day after day, or reading about the best way to grow your business, being a lifelong learner, or spending time with your kids, talking with and about Jesus, as you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you rise up. So here's an example that Steve May wrote about in his Monday morning memo. May writes, "When John Gresham got the idea to write his first novel, he was a practicing attorney with a heavy caseload and the full-time obligations of family life. He had a story that he wanted to tell, but there was no easy way to get it done. He knew he couldn't crank out a novel in a few short weeks like Stephen King or James Patterson seemed to do. So he decided to do what he could. He would go to the office an hour early each day and write one page a day. This way he could finish his first draft in about a year, and that's how it played out. The book was called A Time to Kill. It found its way to a publisher and it became a bestseller and then a popular movie, and it launched an impressive writing career. This happened because John Gresham made the intentional choice to settle in for the long haul, focused on doing today what needs to be done. This means that on the days he didn't feel like writing, he wrote anyway. And when he wasn't sure what should happen next in the story, he just kept on writing. When countless agents and publishers said no thanks to his first round of queries, he continued to write. He settled in for the long haul. There's a verse in Proverbs that speaks to this, Proverbs 21:5. Steady plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. It may not seem all that exciting, but if you have any hope of accomplishing what you hope to accomplish and becoming the person you hope to become, today will be mainly about plodding along. Well, thanks, Steve. That's great. It gives us all hope, because greatness in whatever area really comes with gradual growth. The key for us is to put into place some holy habits that the Holy Spirit can use to form us. So, what might those be for you? Well, Scripture gives us some ideas. Wear love everywhere you go, Colossians 3:14. I have a bracelet that says that. In everything gives thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5. Consider others more significant than yourselves, Philippians 2. Be constant in prayer, Romans 12. Be eager to maintain unity in the Spirit, Ephesians 4. Okay, notice I picked five examples from five different books of the Bible because the prod to be pious plotters is everywhere. So pick one. Pray about it. Put it into practice as you walk in and with the Spirit of the living God this week, this month, this year. Here's the great question. What holy habits are a part of your day that may look like plodding along, but to God, they're transforming your life little by little and the lives of those around you? Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayerknowingjesus.com. Lord, may we remain steadfast to the end of our lives and live the way you would have us to live, knowing that we are fashioned in your image and likeness and born again as a new creation in Christ. Help us to keep on keeping on unto our life's end, no matter what struggles and difficulties may ensue. When we stumble, we ask, Lord, that you would be there to pick us up. When sadness strikes at our hearts, that you would be there to calm and comfort us. When clouds of doubt blacken the perspective of our hearts, may the sunshine of your love break through and reveal your ever-smiling face of love. When through disobedience or disinterest we stray from the path of righteousness, would you lead us through the valley of humility and gently lead us back into the way of truth? Thank you, Lord, that you have promised to finish the work that you've started in each of our lives. May we therefore arrive at the finish post, having steadfastly run the race that you set before us. May we all hear your precious words from Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant, in whose name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 256. And in the meantime, in a world that wants instant success and microwave transformation, let the Holy Spirit make you more and more and more like Jesus, one small step at a time. Let's praise God for plotters.